Voters have now approved recreational marijuana in four states: Colorado, Washington, Alaska, and Oregon. In many cases, the legalization was pitched to voters in part as a new source of revenue to buoy cash-strapped cities and states. Now there's growing tensions about who will actually reap the rewards. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports, local governments want to get what they say is their share of pot tax revenues.
Under Oregon's new pot law, cities get 10% of tax revenues. Even though the state's retail industry doesn't start until next year, city leaders are already saying their share is not nearly enough.
Somebody else thought they knew how much we were going to need.
Scott Winkles is with the League of Oregon Cities. He argues if pot becomes more available, some people will use it and inevitably, and unfortunately, do something stupid.
We reasonably expect to see an increase of things like drug driving.
And Winkles says it's cities that will bear those costs, not the state.
How many neighborhood complaints to the city manager has the state dealt with because of odor? When that smoke comes wafting over the fence and somebody's upset that their kids are smelling it, who's going to take that call? And it's going to be your local government.
Winkles estimates roughly 70 cities in Oregon have passed a sales tax on retail pot with the hope of bringing in additional revenues. There's a bit of a debate whether those cities will be allowed to keep their sales taxes. Oregon's new pot law has a provision that specifically prohibits local governments from adding their own taxes. In Washington state, retail pot's been legal since July. Allison Holcomb is with the American Civil Liberties Union and wrote the 2012 initiative that Washington voters passed. She says the idea behind decriminalizing pot is that it would actually decrease the expense for local governments.
The primary cost that cities were bearing from marijuana laws was the cost of criminal enforcement. The number of police officers that were having to process paperwork on marijuana charges, and the overwhelming majority of those marijuana charges being for simple possession.
In 2011, the Washington State Patrol made nearly 7,000 misdemeanor drug arrests. Last year, that number dropped to 820.
So it's hard to see what the increased law enforcement cost is. It looks like it should be a decreased law enforcement cost.
Holcomb acknowledges it's possible costs are up for local governments, but she quickly adds that she's still waiting for one to come forward with a balance sheet to show just what those costs are for. In Colorado, local governments get a share of tax revenues from the retail pot industry. In fact, the state's brought in so much tax money from pot, residents will be getting a refund. Alaska is still sorting out how it plans to run things there. Reuven Carlisle is a member of the Washington State Legislature. He says he's sympathetic to cities' wants, but this argument that pot's costing cities more is a bit of a bait and switch.
The argument was made to the public and sold to the public that their costs were actually going to go down.
Beyond that, the state has bills to pay, including complying with the state Supreme Court order to increase funding for education, and pot money could help with that. Also, Carlisle says cities in Washington aren't able to prove their costs have increased.
We simply don't have data or evidence that their costs have been substantial.
Still, that's not stopping some lawmakers from trying. A bill just introduced in the Washington State Legislature would give local governments one-third of the tax revenues from pot. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson.
Coming up, America's complicated relationship with its first blockbuster film, Birth of a Nation.
It caused all sorts of riots and such when it was released, but on the same token, the president of the country, Woodrow Wilson, called it history written in lightning, screened it in the White House.
That's in the next part of All Things Considered.